Kovas Halvavas Davov. The paragraph starts with Kashin is barely. So he made his way through compelling logic, he made his way through Torah Shabiksav, he made his way through Torah Shabalpeh. Kashin is barely, Chi of Torah Hamatzpur. The duties of the mind. You have to serve Hashem with your mind, with your thinking, with your seichel. Min Amoskel from logic and Torah Shabiksav and Torah Shabalpeh. So he's wondering again, you know, he's gone through his odyssey. Why did he write this sefer? The Chavis Halvavas is very sensitive. Why did I write the sefer? Why didn't the guy before me write the sefer? Why don't the Gedolim write the sefer? If the Gedolim didn't write the sefer, who am I to write the sefer? He's very sensitive to this. And he's therefore taking us through his whole, I call it odyssey, till he finally decided that he has to write the sefer. So he's wondering why no such sefer exists that lays out the halachas of Chovos Halvavos, what you have to think about, how you have to think. The halachas, like you have Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Kriyashma, so you have Hilchos Chovos Halvavos. Why didn't anybody write this sefer? So now he decides, okay, maybe it's because V'shemah Suk Zemen HaMitzvah Sein HaChovah Aleinu B'chol Zman V'chol Mokom. Maybe they didn't write the sefer because it comes once in a yovel. You know, it's not like now that there's so many Sfarim out, if someone wants to write a sefer, they have to look for a mitzvah that comes up once every 802 years, and then they write a sefer on it, and they call it Kehilchasa, and then they have the footnotes on the bottom, thanks to the computer age, and then they sell it in stores. But he is in very early in history, the Chavis Halvavas. There weren't that many Sfarim around. So he's one, he said, you know, maybe they didn't write a sefer because it doesn't come up all that often. Kamo Hashemitah, Vayovel, the Torah HaKorbonos, you know, so Torah HaKorbonos is not Negeya, it's barely Negeya, once in a while, Shemitah. So you don't write a sefer on that. Chain of Chovah Aleinu B'chol Zman U'B'chol Mokom. Then he says, nope. Again, V'chasher Yanti Bohem, same refrain as we've been having the last 2 weeks. And when I looked into it, I saw, Ra'isi, Adarabba V'Adarabba. First he said it's not so important. Then he said no. It's mamish fundamental. Then he said maybe the Torah doesn't talk about it. He said the Torah talks about it constantly. Maybe it's not in Torah Shabbal Peh. It's all over Torah Shabbal Peh. Maybe it happens very rarely. It's mamish. You're constantly mechuyev and chayvus halvavus. Reisi shem chovo leinu tomit kol yemei chayenu ein hetzik bohem. You're constantly bombarded with different chovos halvavos. And you have no excuse why you're not doing it. You know, so tefillin, you can have an excuse. I don't have tefillin. Here, there is no excuse. You know, if you're not sleeping, then you have to be doing or at least fulfilling. Chavos Halvavos, kagon chiyuv yichud Hashem b'lev. You have to. So, what does this mean? You think about Hashem is one. First of all, you don't know what to think about. No offense. You know, Hashem is one. Okay, like, what do I think about now? And also, if you think about that, then you're not going to have time. You're going to bump into the lamppost when you're taking a walk. You're supposed to be aware that Hashem is one. You're supposed to be as aware of Hashem's existence and that Hashem's unique and one, like you're aware of your name. That's what I paskin. You're aware of your name. You don't think about your name the whole time. You don't walk around thinking, you know, hear me go. Hear me. Maybe you do, but you know, regular people don't. But you're always aware of your name. You're always aware of who you are. That's the degree that you're supposed to always be aware that there's a Hashem in the world and that he runs the show and he took us out of Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. The chiyuv hamishmas lo b'matzpun. This is in the heart. You have to always be aware of you have to be like a soldier. Who here was a soldier? You're in the army. Is there any moment that you're not aware that you're a soldier? Like, they could wake you up, I think that's what they say. They wake you up at 2 a.m, like, you're ready to roll. That's why people didn't appreciate. I mean, it's hard for us to imagine. Like, it was easy for me to say, you know, be misarei pukuta, be misarei pukuda, which avadadei umachuyiv to do. But the nesoyon, to be Masara Pukuda, when you're in the army, like, your whole existence is that you have to obey. Am I right? So that's what every Jew has to feel his whole life, Lagabe Hashem. Mamish, a person in the army can appreciate this Chovos Halvavos. You always have to feel that you're ready to do Hashem's will, and that's what, and you're subservient to Hashem's will, and that's what it's all about. Okay, vayiru mimenu. You have to always feel that there's surveillance cameras all around watching you, and that creates a fear. You know, you're not going to do certain things, and when you want to do certain things, and you look up and there's surveillance, you're not going to do them. The avoso. You have to have a tshuka for it. You have to desire to do mitzvahs. So, you know, like you look forward to Purim, maybe. Okay, you know, that's easy. You look forward to Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. You look forward to Shabbos. I don't know if it's because of Shabbos or for other reasons, but we all look forward to Shabbos in one way or another. So that you have to look forward to doing mitzvahs. That's a chaydus halvavos. K'maymer ha-chosid. Why does he say this? It's in the Torah. It's in Tehillim. Achalai yukonu d'rachoy l'shmor chukecha. It's in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. Maybe you started saying it a couple of hundred times. You never got through it. But this is in the beginning. It's in the first five psukim. Achalai means my hope and my desire, what I anticipate, what I look forward to, is yukonu d'rachoy l'shmor chukecha. V'abitachon olav. You always have to walk around in a state of bitachon. What does that mean? It means, you know how you would walk around if you have $1 million in the bank? Someone would bump into you, you wouldn't care. You would have a problem. You wouldn't care, big deal. If it turns into a big problem, so it'll cost me. I got $1 million in the bank. Well, I'm not really worried about anything. So that's how you have to feel about Hashem. Yeah, you have someone taking care of you, someone carrying you, someone worried about you, someone that loves you, someone that wants the best for you. So you walk around, you feel good. V'hismasrus l'ritzono. That's already a little harder. You're ready to accept whatever Hashem does. Kol ma'idavid rachmona l'tav avid. You give yourself over into His hands. This is a different emotion than bitachon. People mix it up and think that this is bitachon. But you listen to the tapes of the Bitachon Shiurim, it's not. Bitachon is trust, reliance, and this is that you're going along. You know, Hashem knows best, and you go along with His will. K'moshe Omar bitchu vol v'chol eis. Om, that's the end of the pasuk, is Om shivchu levonav levavchem. V'silu kakina. You're not supposed to be jealous. All chavos halvavos every moment. V'hanatira, bearing a grudge. You have tainus to a fellow Jew, forget about it, it's nairish, it's silly. Just let go of it. Vaprishus min amosaros ba'olam. He calls this a chavos halvavos. Somebody should say, Rabbi Milinowitz, why in the world is this a chavos halvavos? Not being involved in mosaros is not a chavos halvavos. The answer is, it is a chavos halvavos. Why? Taka? Because the idea is a chavos halvavos idea. Because we're not talking about something that's usur to do. We're talking about an attitude. And the attitude is that this world is temporary. We're not here all that long, even if you live a very long time, but it ain't all that long. It's a blip on the screen of history. So what you need for self-sufficiency to live a normal life, so okay, Hashem wants us to be busy with that and to go to work and to earn money in order to take care of ourselves, that we should live, that we should put a roof over our heads, clothing. But once you go beyond that, and okay, so you'll say, well, what's beyond that mean? Maybe I need a six-room house. We can't go in, you know, okay, I don't want to get into this discussion. You know, if you need a six-room house because you have 14 kids, or a 10-room house because you have 10 kids, that's okay. And very clearly, I'm willing to grant everyone, including myself, that as the standard of living rises in a society, we're not going to be able to live in the house that they lived in, you know, a few hundred years ago. Certainly not in the time of the. We're not going to live in the Meir Shorim two-room apartment with 10 kids. We're people sitting here. I'm not going to do it. So maybe there's room for flexibility if you want to, like, live a little. But mosros means beyond what you need to live. The jacuzzi that you dreamed about. He's talking about a mental state. Is that important? Is that what you want in life? So So that's a chavis halavos. Now it's not easy to say, you know, you say, but if it's mutter, why not? And that's a whole thing. But the kaponim, it certainly takes up your mind and your energies and your efforts and what life is all about. Chavis halavos is, you know, life is all about living, meaning making ends meet. You have to make ends meet on a basic level. You have to be self-sufficient. Very, very important to be self-sufficient, not to come on to others, not to take stock on, not to have to borrow money. You have to work till you make ends meet, and you have to live on a certain basic level. But then beyond that, you have to ask yourself, you know, what am I working for? Like Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, am I working for Nitzchias, or am I working to be comfortable or more gishmak in the few short years that I'm going to be here? You know, so that's a chavis halavos. You have to set your priorities straight, and then think what life's all about. So that's not a chavis haivarim. It's a chayvus halvavos because it depends on your attitude, depends on your mindset. Hamatridim, this takes us away. Mi'avodas Hashem. Harei kol elu, this whole list of things. Chova aleinu b'chol zman u'b'chol mokom. Sanano the sheish mitzvahs t'midiyas. According to the chayvus halvavos, there's 100 mitzvahs t'midiyas. All these things you have to always be aware of. Ratzuf, consecutively. B'shals, b'rgom, b'chol matzuf. Kozman Yitzivus Datenu, as long as you're mentally stable, or Tzifus Nishmosenu, as long as you're alive. That's it. So don't come tell me that no one wrote a sefer on it, because it's like Birkas Hachama that happens once every 28 years. This is constant. So it's constant. Always. You're always beset by Chovos Halvavos. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.